I'm Alfred Dieboa from Ghana. I'm a professor at the University of Ghana, and I provide policy support to the government of Ghana on issues to do with science. I trained as a biologist. I have represented Ghana at most of the Conference of Parties, sometimes as the only delegate hovering between the two different working groups that I established, always following agenda items that are of interest first to Ghana and then secondly to Africa.
So we just heard a presentation by a group of people that are interested in gene drives. I'm wondering what your general thoughts are about gene drives and more widely synthetic biology.
There's not much that is known, particularly to policymakers. For the part of the world that I come from, we ought to be able to provide the best knowledge to our policymakers so that when they take decisions, the decisions are solid. Synthetic biology has been with us. I mean, it's something which is ongoing and it's spreading very rapidly, particularly after the basics of life were identified. And I'm referring to genes, that genes can be moved around. The basic units of gene, that is the DNA, which are mainly chemicals, you know, can be moved around, and people have understood that it is possible even to replicate them artificially. And that is where the issues are, because it brings up a lot of ethical dimensions that I don't want to use a word that somebody has used before, that man is trying to play God. But of course, I mean, there are safe applications of the use of genetic or synthetic biology, but there must be a guidance on how this is used. Otherwise, you may find that to get out of hand, you may find that it may be getting into the way of the economic development of especially the mega diverse countries and other countries, small countries that have some genetic resources which they may benefit from directly. And this is where the worry is. So if it is possible to monitor and trace where some of these genes are going, I think that would be helpful.
During this presentation on gene drives, there were a few concerns brought up by different Africans in the audience. One was that consent has not been obtained from the majority of communities in which gene drives are already being tested out. There were other concerns from, you know, a gentleman from Benin who simply thinks this is really just not a good technology for Africa. There were other arguments that, in fact, there exist solutions for malaria without the application or the need for gene drives. I'm wondering whether you share any of those concerns.
No, I do not share most of the points that they were making. I mean, as a scientist, as I said, it's an innovation. It's a promotion of an innovation. But where the caution must come in is, have we exhausted all the available means of controlling mosquitoes, you know, to bring in something of this kind? From my background, I don't have any problem against the science that is ongoing. But then it should be regulated in such a way that you know what you are looking for. At a lower scale where you are doing containment experiments and so on, that's fine. But the caution is when it gets out of hand, you know, and then you have not done the necessary precautionary issues, especially if there is a liability involved.
There was a scientist today that was saying that because of concerns about, you know, even in containment situations, you might have organisms that escape. And there was one scientist that said that, in fact, the scientific way to go about this would be to ask for a moratorium. What do you think of her position as a scientist?
Moratorium is always placed in a situation where you don't know what outcomes are going to be like, and then you want to say that you want to be very careful. I mean, it's a tool that we always use where we have doubt. So there's no problem about that. For something that has not actually gone through a full cycle, you know, our knowledge base is so limited, you cannot allow that. And therefore, if they can continue their containment experiments until such time that enough evidence has emerged to say that this will not have any harmful effects.
One of the things they're doing is using villagers to catch mosquitoes, which they then study in the lab. They then bring them out to see, they're not yet gene-drive mosquitoes, they're genetically modified mosquitoes that they release to test their behavior. So this is research, one could argue, but at the same time, it's still happening outside in communities using the bodies of certain people in certain villages. So where do we draw the line with research and so on? What would be your answer to that?
You know, so many experiments have been taken for granted over the years, and we have seen the repercussions. The use of some drugs like which resulted in thalidomide children with other limbs and so on and so forth. I mean, these are enough evidence to tell the world that we don't just have to take those kind of risks. I speak as an individual with a science background, knowing about what has happened previously in other places where no moratorium was placed and people just went ahead and released things, which created problems, huge problems. So from an individual perspective, I would say, yes, I will support the moratorium, but I cannot speak on behalf of Ghana on this.